Hello?
Hi, my name is Joyce, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I assist you this evening?
From what company?
This is a third-party call center, sir, and I was giving you a return call from customer support. How can I assist you?
Customer support from what though? From
Sir, this is a third-party call center where we do assist online merchants and vendors.
Yeah, so I don't know who you're calling from though. I mean, I want to tell you about two things right now that I'm trying to take care of, and I don't know which one's which.
Alrighty, let me start out by getting your zip code for me to better assist you.
Zip code?
Yes, sir, so I can locate an account.
Because you're either calling for Citibank or you're calling from Apple. So I don't know which one's which.
No, sir, we're not associated with that. Your number was left as a callback. We are customer service for online merchants and vendors.
Okay. And you don't know the name of the company?
No, sir, we online merchants and vendors, which happen to be multiple companies and over 100 different products that we act as customer service for. I'm more than happy to assist you because you did leave your number as a callback, so the way I can
Oh, I
locate
get
an
okay.
account
I think
for you.
I remember. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. Let me put you on speaker
Yes.
because.
Yes, sir.
Right. So, I'm getting. I was charged on my credit card, a certain amount,
Yes,
and
sir.
I'm trying to figure out which company this is.
Alrighty, what is your zip code, please?
93065.
Thank you for that information, sir. What's your first and last name?
First name is Arnold, last name is Mendoza.
Alrighty, thank you for that. Give me 1 second. Mr. Arnold, I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, can you verify the shipping and handling address?
It's at 2778 Broadmoor Avenue in Simi Valley, California.
Thank you for that information. Give me 1 second to open up this account to see who's billing you. Alrighty, sir. I do thank you for that. I was able to locate this account for you where I do see you paid the $5.74. That was the shipping and handling to receive a cooler.
Right, and then now I'm getting charged $67.32 for what? I don't understand. I haven't received any cooler. I haven't received anything. And in fact, I think I've gotten charged more than that already.
Alrighty,
So
sir.
I didn't agree to pay $67.32 for anything.
Alrighty, sir. That $5.74 that you paid, it was for a sweepstakes entry to have a chance to be the winner of that particular item, that cooler. And the $5.74 that you paid actually was for, if you are the winner of that particular item, and then that's the way you will receive your item. The $67.32 that you're being billed, it acts as a membership fee, which keeps you enrolled in the running to have a chance to be the
Right.
winner
Well,
of that particular item.
I didn't agree to that. I didn't agree to that. So, and they charged me twice already, once for October, and they charged me again this month. So I'm disputing that, and I don't want that. That's not what I agreed to.
Well, I'm more than happy to go ahead and get you canceled out of this, sir, The cancellation on that will take effect immediately. Please give me a second.
And I want a refund on it. This is a scam, dude. No, yeah, it's my Citibank account. Oh, no, this is another company.
All right, sir, I have submitted that cancellation, which took effect immediately. Now, that is deemed as a valid charge in the system because it is stated in the terms and conditions when you scroll down. Now, I'm more than happy to submit a refund of at least 50% on that charge because in the system it is valid.
Well, no, I'm disputing it with my credit card right now because I should not pay for this because that's not what I signed up for. It was... It's false advertisement, and it was actually, I forgot the term, but they this was more of a scam than anything. And so, yeah, I know you don't represent the company. Well, you, I mean, you are technically the representative since you called me back, but you don't work for the company. But this, you know, I'm disputing it with my credit card.
Well, I do apologize for any misunderstanding. Now, the most the system will generate as a refund on that charge would be $67.32. It would refund you $50.49 because it is a valid charge in the system.
Yeah, I'm disputing with my credit card. This is a scam, so I already reported it.
Well, sir, I have gone in and canceled you out of that. The cancellation on that does take effect immediately, and I do have your cancellation number. If you're ready to take that down, please let me know.
Give me one second.
Sure.
All right, what is it?
That would be C as in Charlie, and that's 262-692-483. Is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, that's it. It's just, okay, I know. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.
I'm sorry, what is the name of the company that this is from? What's the name of the company?
It would be called the Factory Discount Savings Store.
They don't even have a website or anything like that. So, yeah, this is definitely a scam. Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. Please.